Free Your Mind with Moose Girl and Glimmer every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on RealLibertyMedia.com. And RLMRadio.xyz, too. Welcome, folks. This is the Free Your Mind Show on this Thursday, May 6, 2021. I am here with my wonderful, lovely co-host.
Moose Girl.
That's her. And we're ready to do a show for you called Free Your Mind. Yeah, we do this once a week now. Well, at least for, 10 weeks now. This is episode 10. And today's program is entitled, Now Everybody Do the Propaganda. You know the steps, don't y'all? Y'all know the steps there. Come on over to reallibertymedia.com. To reallibertymedia.com or rlmradio.xyz and jump on into the chat here. And you can talk to all the fine folks that are here chatting today here with us. We got some great people here hanging around. We got the Frump, and we got the Barman, we got the Vanna, and the Beetle, and I saw Damn Van Meter in there, and Rob Works, and who else we got chatting here? I think Kate's around somewhere. Hey, Kate. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of people over here. Some of them are chatting, some are not. But they're here, They're here hanging out. And so come on over and say hi, and you can talk about the stuff we're going to talk about here today, which is propaganda. I'm gonna share where the title of today's episode comes from, and it's from the song by Green Day called American Idiot. And so I'm going to give you the lyrics. I'm going to read the lyrics to you. How's that?
That's good.
Okay. So the song is called American Idiot. And here's the lyrics. Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And you can hear, the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mindfuck, America. Welcome to a new kind of tension all across the alien nation, where everything isn't meant to be okay. Television dreams of tomorrow. We're not the ones we're meant to follow. For that's enough to argue. Scroll. Maybe I'm the faggot, America. I'm not a part of the redneck agenda. Now everybody do the propaganda and sing along to the age of paranoia. Welcome to a new kind of tension all across the alien nation, where everything isn't meant to be okay. Television dreams of tomorrow. We're not the ones meant to follow, for that's enough to argue. Don't want to be an American idiot. One nation controlled by the media. Information age of hysteria. It's calling out to idiot America. And then it goes through the chorus one more time there. It's pretty relevant to what's going on in today's world out there. The lyrics of this song, the propaganda, the hysteria, the subliminal mind, subliminal mind fuck America. Now Moose Girl expressed to me that she not really a fan of this particular song. I've always liked it. I always thought it was a great song, but Green Day, they're not really a punk band, but I see them listed as a punk band quite often.
Right.
They're a pop band with kind of a punk overtone.
Yeah.
Or undertone, depending on how you want to look at it. But the propaganda out there today is so thick and so heavy. And there's really, if you listen to any of the corporate lame-ass propaganda outlets out there, you get nothing but pure propaganda trying to stir up the hysteria. It's just endless, an endless supply of the propaganda. And you can take it from many different directions, whether it be the corona bologna to start with, the lockdown nonsense, the mask nonsense, this whole, quote, vax, unquote, crap that's going on, which is all on that end. And then, of course, there's all the monetary, economic stuff that's going on out there right now. Well, that's been part of the overall plan that ties in with the rest of this stuff. And you know, every day, you know, I look through my various Twitter crap out there, and I see all the stuff that's trending. Stuff, of course, Rob Works points out to voters and taxpayers. Hey, Rob. So I look through all these trending topics on the Twitter, which I imagine if I had Facebook, it would be even worse, because there's, I think, a lot more people on the Facebook than there is here. But you get a mix on the Twitter, usually between the corporate lame ass propaganda crap and sports nonsense. And there's a whole, you know, there's, I know you love the sports, but man, there's a lot of propaganda that surrounds
that.
Oh
yeah, big time.
I saw a thing yesterday, and I guess this is kind of a way to indoctrinate your children into believing that the voices of authority are actually somebody they should admire. It was a Dr. Fauci action figure.
Okay.
To buy for your children. So your children can all pretend they're this little arrogant asshole that doesn't really know Jack, but his word is gold. They'll all tell you that. And if you go on one of these social media platforms and try and say something bad about Fauci or the CDC,
right.
the WHO, that the vaccine is fake, the virus is fake, whatever, they'll just kick your ass right off there. They don't care, because you're interrupting their propaganda at that point.
Yeah.
So what say you, Ms. Moose, about the propaganda?
Oh, they've been using this tool for a long time.
Very,
going way back.
Sure.
You fall into, well, it used to be like in the 40s, they needed all the young men to sign up for the fight.
Right.
And
die.
That was all based on propaganda.
Oh yeah, big time.
I mean, and then the Victory Garden thing, and...
Well, Victory Gardens were a good idea.
That is a good idea. Right.
I mean, regardless of... Yeah. You don't have to wait for a war to have a Victory Garden.
Right, true. But, I mean, and then the war bonds, though.
Oh, yeah, war bonds were huge.
Buy war bonds. Everywhere you look, there was signs of buy war bonds, support our boys overseas, or whatever.
Right, yeah. It's just support the endless money supply.
Right. And Hitler did the same thing.
Oh, of course.
The Nazis did the same thing with propaganda.
Sure they did. Absolutely. I mean, you know, United States did not invent propaganda.
No.
They have perfected it. More or less, you know, it's still...
Right.
I mean, for most people, propaganda...
It works for most people.
Yeah, propaganda is reality to them.
Works on them,
And if you say something against the propaganda to your average
person.
American idiot, they'll either just stop talking to you, they'll argue with you,
right?
They'll try and report you to some other idiot authority out there, because you're not following the storyline. There's something wrong with you. You're mentally ill.
There must be something wrong with
you if you don't
buy into propaganda. It's like, what?
Yeah, you're a terrorist for disagreeing with them.
Right. How dare you?
How dare you
use your own brain? How dare you question anything? How dare you just don't go along with it and comply to everything we tell you to do?
Right, yeah. Because critical thinking is the enemy of the propaganda.
The propaganda.
Yeah. I mean, those people, they say this is what it is. and you're just supposed to buy it lock,
yep,
stock, and barrel.
You're supposed to buy it and be, okay, I'm not going to think about it anymore. I'm just, you know, basically, they don't want anyone to do their own thinking.
Right, yeah. This guy with a fancy suit on TV said this, and so
right,
that's obviously what it is. You know, they wouldn't be on the TV saying that if it weren't true and right.
Right. Yep.
Oh, man. It's
and then the whole Iraq thing, that was based on bullshit, too.
Oh, yeah, back in 2003.
Yeah. Weapons of mass destruction. Wasn't that the lie?
Yeah. You remember Colin Powell sitting there. I think he was at the UN. And he holds up this little glass vial of white powder. Now, I'm pretty sure that was his personal stash of coke for the day.
Probably.
But he said it was anthrax.
Right.
Let me sniff this to make sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's some good, that's good shit, that anthrax there. So now it's, you know, all of the, of course, the racism crap. Massive propaganda. Oh, yellow cake. All right. Well,
vaccines.
He didn't have no frosting on it, so I didn't know it was that kind of cake.
I mean, the propaganda is bad with the vaccines. I just want to say they got sickening commercials out there in mainstream media. They got them on the radio. This is our time. Wait, no, how do they word that? It's time to take our shot at defeating COVID. I'm like, come on.
Right. Well, they have one coming off of the Albuquerque radio, and it says, this is the best chance for Albuquerque. This is the best chance for New Mexico. It's the best chance for America. Get your roll up that sleeve.
Right. Get that shot. Everybody do your part and get your shot like a good little sheeple.
Yeah, and they got the voices of all of the various radio people. From the big radio station in Albuquerque, and they're all like chiming in together. Oh yes, you got to take the vaccine. Now I know here in New Mexico we've been on severe lockdown for a long time.
Yes.
Now,
oh, I know you guys it's bad down there.
Oh yeah, it's horrible. But apparently the governor, the notorious MLG, says that. If they can get, it's either 60 or 70%, I forget which, of the people vaccinated by, what'd she say, June 29th or something like that.
Okay.
So it's a weird thing. They got a bunch of stuff going on June 29th, which is like, all right, whatever. So if they can get the number of people by their records, vaccinated, fully vaccinated, by the way, not halfly vaccinated, which they're having a problem getting people past the half vaccination.
Yes.
Then the whatever percentage of the lockdowns will be lifted up.
Minnesota governor said I saw today, that if 70% of Minnesota gets at least one shot, then he'll lift all the restrictions on July 1st.
Oh, okay. Well, it was June 29th here, so we beat you by 2 days.
Yeah, they're doing it. I don't know why they're picking these arbitrary dates, but they're definitely wanting as many people as possible to get these shots.
Absolutely.
They even used, the Brewers did a commercial about it.
Right.
And then did you see that they had that stupid freaking concert?
No.
They had a concert, a vaccine concert, that they taped it last week or something.
Okay.
And J-Lo was there, and Prince Harry was there, and it was called Live Vax something concert.
Vax-Aid.
Yeah, Vax-Aid. No, it wasn't. It's not called that, but...
Live Vax-Aid.
You know, they're getting these people to just... to push this on you, and it was called, Vax Live.
Vax Live. Oh, God.
And Selena Gomez was there.
She's
and
the
Bill and Jill Biden recorded a message.
So, Selena Gomez, she's the donut licker, right?
I think so. Yeah. And it's just they're going over the top with this thing.
Yeah, that's
these shots. The amount of effort they're putting into this, Grim.
Oh, I know. It's amazing and it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl was there with Brian Johnson.
Oh.
From AC/DC. The Rolling Stones did something. I don't know. But
yeah, all kinds of people buying into that nonsense.
It's just like...
I'll bet you Van Morrison was in there.
No, I'm sure not. No.
he knows better. He ain't buying it.
And then, I mean, the commercial that Prevea, which is like this health clinic around here, oh, come in anytime, and it's open to, everyone age 16 and up now.
Oh, yeah, well, they're working on 12
but
and up.
But pretty soon, it's going to be 12 years old.
Right.
Can get them.
And one thing, another thing, I don't know if they're doing it, they're probably doing it in other states too, but they came out and said, all right, we're going to allow your primary care physician to be able to give the vax, which my question to that was, why weren't they always available to give it? I mean, that's your doctor, right? Because they always say, contact your doctor, as if everybody has a doctor. But which is beside the point. But so now they want you to, you know, if you're uncomfortable going to like one of these, you know, parking lot vax centers, then you can go to your primary care physician and you know, pay an office visit fee and get the poison that way. Because it's better. It may be the same poison, but it's coming from somebody you trust.
Oh, God.
As if you trust your doctor, quote, your doctor. do you have a doctor?
Like a regular one?
A primary care physician?
I do not.
That they assign you via HMOs or...
No, I do not have one right now.
Okay, but you have in the past at some point.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, and here's another, this is from today. And this is another example of some, it's propaganda in a way as well. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, which is Prince Harry and his wife, penned an open letter to vaccine makers urging them to suspend the patent protections to help developing countries gain access to the shots. Then it says shares for vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna tumbled on Thursday following the Biden administration's announcement that it supports waiving the protections during the pandemic. And then the Pfizer CEO, he's pissed off. It's so wrong, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said, of Biden's support of waivers on legal protections to keep his firm's COVID vaccine formula secret in a Wall Street Journal interview.
Well, my question, or one of my questions on that, is who paid? Who paid Pfizer and Moderna to do the development of this of this shot? That was all paid for under Operation Warp Speed, which means it was government money, your money.
Yes.
Why would they have any protection? Why would, I mean, shouldn't the government own those patents on that? If they paid for all of the research to be done in order to get this here, you know, of course we know, I mean, some of us know that this vaccine, quote, vaccine has been around for a long time. They've had patents on it. For years. So, all this stuff about them developing it at warp speed was another huge piece of propaganda.
Right. Exactly. Let's see here. I was going to say something on what it said here and how this is worded. It says, now they're calling it, in this story, an mRNA vaccine. But that's not a proper word usage there. It should just be an mRNA. They should not have vaccine attached to that.
No, they shouldn't.
It's not. They're calling it mRNA vaccine technology.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not a vaccine.
Not a vaccine.
They use that word purposely, dude. They didn't say, go get your mRNA shot. No, they said, go get your vaccine.
Right.
They didn't say, go get your COVID shot. They said, get your vaccine, because people are used to that word.
Right. Well,
they're used
people
to being told, your kid needs a vaccine. Your kids need vaccines. You need a vaccine for the flu. You need a vaccine for this. You need a vaccine for that. You know, and I'm not saying those aren't vaccines, but to call this one a vaccine is bullshit.
It is. It absolutely is.
But that's how they got people. That's how they hooked them. That's how they hooked all the people that remembered polio.
Right.
Like all the older people, like 70s and 80s.
Yep.
They hooked them because of polio. Because those people remember that, and to them back then, the polio vaccine cured it.
Well, and what they don't point out, you know, about the whole polio vaccine and polio in itself is that the polio was caused by government action. And the polio vaccine did a lot of bad things to people. To lots and lots of people. Gave them cancer and a host of other maladies. So, yeah, all right. Maybe the people with that were getting polio, the number of people, percentage, dropped off severely after that, and it's because after they realized some of the things they were doing that was causing people to get polio, they ended a lot of that. So the polio was going to go away on its own.
Right.
And as Rob points out, it was almost gone when they actually rolled it out.
Because
they had realized ahead of time what they were doing and was causing the people to get polio, and they stopped doing that, then they pushed out the vaccine after that, and then the vaccine caused even more damage. But, of course, that's long-term damage, like you're going to wind up with this mRNA crap. It's going to be long-term stuff, and you're not going to see it for a while. I think you're going to...
And you're not... They don't know the long-term side effects. They might have some idea.
Yeah.
But they really don't know. No, the whole ramifications of it, and... Or maybe they do.
I think they know some of the things they designed it to do.
Right.
One of which I do believe strongly is sterilization. They want to sterilize as many people as possible.
They want to control the population.
Right. And what better way than just prevent people?
Well,
let me tell you, if you're a what do you call those people? The doctors that make you have babies better?
Obstetrician.
No. The fertilization. No, not fertilization.
Fertility.
Fertility doctor.
Yep. Yeah.
This would be a great time to become a fertility doctor. I'm telling you, people are going to be coming to you. I can't have a baby. Well, let me see what we can do for you. We're going to charge you thousands of dollars. You still may not be able to have a baby, but you're going to have paid, you know, bought me a boat. So, yeah.
Yep. I mean, the way they hook you with these vaccines, especially moms with kids or parents that have kids.
Right, and they keep doing it, you know, younger and younger.
Right.
You know, it used to be a year, then he took it down to 6 months. Now some of them are, you get some at birth, and it's just like, what the hell are you doing? Let the kid come out and be part of the world before you're starting injecting your freaking poison into him.
Right, and Donna's pointing out in 1976, it was, I think, called the swine flu.
I think that came later, but...
Anyway... That was another one that they rolled out this vaccine, and it caused a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Seizure disorder and neurological disorders.
Sure. And You know, the whole autism connection there.
Right.
Which some studies have proven, admitted, that yes, vaccines are directly related to the rise in autism. But you can't, you can't really say anything, about that because, you know, they will slam your ass down. It's just like, it's like chemtrails. You know, you can't really talk about chemtrails to the average person, out the average American idiot, because they will slam you down big time for that.
Yeah, it was swine flu in 1976, Grim.
All right.
Or H1N1.
Okay.
So now they're up to H something something. I don't know, but that one caused some problems with people. And then the Gardasil, that comes to mind for me. How they wanted my boys to get that. I'm like, you're nuts.
No, yeah, right. It's a...
And that messed up, that sterilized some women and messed them up neurologically.
Oh, sure.
Too.
And
I think the Gardasil is partly for sterilization, too.
Oh, I would imagine so, right. Also, I mean, why are they pumping this stuff into boys? It's for cervical cancer.
Right.
Boys,
exactly.
As far as I know, boys don't have a cervix. So
right, they don't.
So.
Exactly. It makes no sense for boys to get a vaccine to prevent cervical cancer.
Right.
That makes no fucking sense.
And they'll say, oh, well, you know, they may be carriers and give it to their girlfriends or something.
And they want you to get the flu shot every year, too.
Oh, absolutely. And they'll tell you right up front, well, this probably won't handle this year's flu, but and it only lasts a year, so it's really.
And we don't even know if this is going to be the one that's needed for the strain of flu. We just
right.
This is a shot that we're guessing that this is the right vaccine for this strain of the flu.
Right.
It's like, hello, hello. What did you just say?
Yeah. Well,
come on.
Oh, it's like with this mRNA crap. They tell
yeah.
you. All right, after you have your full vaccination...
Still have to wear a mask.
Well, you can still get it. You can still spread it. You still got to do all the social distancing crap.
Right.
And so,
what good is that vaccine then? Obviously, it's junk.
Yeah, what's the point? What are you pumping
right.
in? What are you pumping into
me? And then the Gardasil one, that's done in like 3 stages. And that has definitely caused a lot of people a lot of problems. But they keep that all hush-hush.
Right. Well, back in the
and they're still pumping that one out, and then they want you, everyone, to get the meningitis vaccine, especially if you're a young adult.
Yeah, yeah.
They want you to get all these different vaccines now, no matter what age you are.
Right.
And the elderly, oh, you better get a shingles vaccine.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they do.
Right.
You know, they trust people. Old people trust their doctors, dude. They just don't believe that their doctor's lying to them.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the 90s, I was working at a medical device company there.
Yeah.
And I got moved over to a department, failure analysis department, which
mm-hmm.
meant that the products that I was going to be testing
mm-hmm.
and finding out what happened, why they failed, were coming back from the field, meaning they had been on patients
right.
out there. And they said, all right, mm-hmm. well... We want you to do this job over here, but you have to get this hepatitis B vaccination series.
God, okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, why that one? And they said, well,
right.
this is the one that they said you have to have. Well, I said, well, there's hepatitis A and C too, right? What about those?
Right.
Oh, no, just B. Yeah, it was supposed to be 3 shots. I only had 2.
Yeah.
I forget what happened, why I didn't wind up getting the third one, but I never did.
Uh-huh.
But I think it may have messed me up in some ways. I'm not really sure that vaccine, I think it messed me up in some ways. But, you know, they paid for it, you know, and, you know, sent me over to the clinic during work hours and stuff.
Right, right.
Whatever.
They used to give them out free when I worked at one company I worked at, but I always declined.
Yeah, well,
flu shot.
I would have, but I didn't know so much about this kind of stuff
right.
back then.
Yep.
And I was working with stuff coming from, you know, the respiratory system.
It had been on other patients.
Yeah, on the respiratory system, you know.
Right,
So it had their sputum and phlegm and crap. Nasty. Yeah. And some of these things you would open up and be like, oh, that's gross.
I bet, yeah.
But,
oh, God, I don't think I could do that job.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just like, oh, my dog's going nuts right now. But anyway, what was I going to say? Now I lost my train of thought. Oh, I was going to talk about the Big Pharma.
Yeah.
With their commercials.
Oh, crazy commercials.
That's huge propaganda, dude. My God. If you ever get a chance to watch just one of them,
yeah.
I am sure everyone's seen one of them. Those are over the top. And they're 90 seconds long a lot of times. You know, and
yeah, they're really
always
long.
One of the side effects is death.
Death, yeah. It's minor.
Always mention that one last, though. Oh, sometimes death. Or it can sometimes lead to death. It's like, why did you say that really fast?
Right.
After they list like 30 different side effects of bad stuff, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headaches, not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why would I want that drug when it's going to make me feel all that shit?
Yeah, worse than anything.
Or vaccine or whatever, a drug, yeah.
Worse than whatever malady that you have that you're trying,
right.
that you're trying to prevent. Okay. You can't sleep. Here, take this pill. It may kill you, but you know,
yeah.
you'll be
take
able
this
to.
This Ambien that might make you a sleepwalker and do really weird shit.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Here's another huge point of propaganda. Rob Works points out about the insurance companies. Well,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Healthcare. The word healthcare.
Yep.
And what they talk about as far as healthcare. It's not healthcare. They're not pushing healthcare. They're pushing insurance. And
correct.
And you know, people used to get by in the 60s, 70s, or
right.
before that without health insurance. They didn't have health insurance because medical care, actual true medical care, was not outrageously priced. You didn't have to sell your house if you got some minor disease.
Right.
Which apparently that you know with all the new government restrictions and regulations and other things involved there, that happened and that sprung up all these health insurance companies that are crazy now.
It's out of control.
You
and
know,
people are still getting bombarded with medical bills if something happens.
Yes.
You know, they've got everyone scared, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. That age of paranoia.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
People, think for yourselves. For crying out loud. See the forest through the freaking trees, people.
Right. Right.
People just don't, though. They like to be ignorant. They like to be told what to think, what to do. And
right.
It's weird.
I was listening.
I mean, why? Oh, I don't, go ahead, Grandma.
I was listening to the radio out of Albuquerque here today.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a special election coming up because the woman, Deb Haaland was her name. She's now old Biden's... Interior Secretary.
Okay.
Right? So, and she was a representative for, you know, a U.S. House of Representatives. So they're filling her spot. So now, I hear these commercials from the people that are running to fill her spot there, and they're talking about state and local issues, things that they believe about the state and local issues.
Right.
And of course, I recall many times, people running for state and local offices talking about national issues, federal issues. And to me, it's like, why are the people running for national office talking about local crap and people running for local crap talking about federal crap? Because they don't have control. You know, like they're saying, oh, this guy, he's running for mayor of this little town over here, and he's anti-abortion. So? He has no control over what abortions happen in his town.
I know, it's asinine, dude.
Yeah, so
I don't get it. I really don't sometimes. It's just...
Yeah.
It blows my mind still sometimes.
Yeah, totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
And people that are in the medical field, they work together with law enforcement.
Oh, of course they do.
A lot. Well, I mean, a lot.
They all bow down to the stake, so.
Right. I mean, because the cops, you know, bring in people that are messed up in accidents, or they bring in drunks that have been driving. They need a blood draw before they take them to jail. So most medical professional people are pro-cop.
Well, doctors are one of the biggest victims of the propaganda because they are taught.
Yes. Right.
You know, throughout their many years of medical school that they have to go
right.
to, this is the doctrine here. This is the information you need to follow. You know, you don't. There was some doctor I was reading on Twitter or wherever, that he recommended sunshine and exercise to his patients.
Right.
They fired him.
Oh wow.
They fired him because. Don't be
that's a bad thing.
Don't be telling people they have immune systems. That's no good. You don't
right.
want people to realize that their body
right.
is actually meant to heal itself. No.
Yes.
We will heal them. We are the only ones that can cure them. Just like if you have a problem somewhere, government is the only one that can fix it.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing.
And when this first happened
yeah.
with this COVID shit,
right?
They're like, well... oh God, hang on. What was I gonna say? Anyway, when it first happened, they were using propaganda big time, and they're like, "Oh, I know what I was gonna say." They wanted us to think that we all of a sudden our immune system doesn't work anymore.
Right? You don't even have one. You don't have an immune
yeah,
system.
It's like, and then you'd hear, "Well, everyone has to do it because there's so many immunocompromised people out there." And I'm like, "There is? I mean,
right.
I know there's a lot of people that are immunocompromised, but." Then they're saying, well, you could have it and not even know it.
Right.
And
oh,
that's
the asymptomatic.
How they got people to get to the test. They're like, well, because people are like, what? I don't have any symptoms and I could still have it?
Yeah.
It's like, if you really believe that, you are a fucking idiot. you didn't all of a sudden lose your freaking immune system.
No, you did not.
Don't be a moron.
And quit eating at McDonald's.
And why do you think they did that? Because they wanted healthy people to go in there and whatever's on that swab that they shoved up people's noses way up to almost their brain.
Right.
Don't tell me there wasn't something on that.
Of course there was. Right.
You know, because they had a whole parking lot here by the hospital set up. They had the street blocked up. They had, and no one was there ever.
Yeah.
That was for the testing part.
Oh, right. Yeah,
but
I remember.
In other major cities, people would wait in line for hours to get a test.
Yeah.
And why are you getting tested if you're not sick?
I...
And then it was, well, if you're exposed to somebody, you have to quarantine, and you better get tested, too.
Or you're killing grandma.
Yeah. I remember talking to my dad when this first started, like last March or something. And I'm like, Dad, this is right out of the Nazi playbook. Oh, well, what do you mean? You know, I'm like, Dad, you know, come on.
Right. He should remember.
Think.
He should remember, you know? that Nazi propaganda. He should definitely remember that.
Right.
I mean, he's...
It's like, if you can't see the similarities, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it was frustrating, you know.
Well, I'm sure it still is. I mean...
Yeah.
Is he still asking you whether or not you got vaxxed?
No, he hasn't asked me that again. I don't think he will.
Yeah, that's good.
I was pretty clear that I was not going to discuss that any further. And I got anybody that's asking me if I got a shot or not, they're a nosy fuck, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody that's asking anybody if they got the vaccine, it's none of your business, okay?
That's it.
So don't even ask people.
Right.
Like, it's rude. Because, you know, I can just say, I keep my health decisions to myself.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Good.
You don't have to. You don't have to say. If someone asks you got to sell or not, my answer would be, why do you want to know? Why is it important to you that if I got the shot or not? I mean, and why do you think it's your business to know if I got the shot or not?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I
don't. And now people, like, and Clyde was talking about and a little bit about it, too, you know, how you people that are, like, these vaccine people that post their card on there. And,
right, those freaking
morons.
Oh,
I got my, I'm all vaccinated, I'm ready to go, blah, blah, blah. You know, so the point there is propaganda as well, because all the rest of us that don't get the shot, we're supposed to feel, now we're going to be looked down upon, right?
Oh, of course.
Because that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm not going to tell people, because it's none of their business.
It's none of their business. And you know,
and
there's a lot revolving around that, where, of course, if you don't, you know, get the poison, then you can't get a job. You won't be able to travel.
Right.
You won't be able to go into different stores.
And yet someone was talking in chat how someone had to get it for their job. It's like, I got news for you. Don't work there.
Right. There's other...
If you have to get this toxin injected into you and you don't want to, quit the fucking job. It's not worth it. Your health is, putting your health at risk is not worth it. And that's lame. Employers should not be able to do that.
They should not
be. They didn't do that before, did they?
I don't ever recall that.
No. They didn't.
No.
They didn't ask for your vaccine. Employers did not ask for your vaccine record to get a job.
Right.
How did that change all of a sudden?
I think it goes the
other way. You know, come on.
Like you said, back to the Nazi propaganda, unless you had your little...
Right.
Your little party card that show you're a member of the party.
The Nazi party.
Right. Yeah. You weren't allowed to do anything.
Right.
You were sidelined and subjugated.
You know, and when you're I'm sorry, but when you're forced to do something and you don't want to do it, don't fucking do it.
Right.
If they're trying to force you to do something you don't want to do, don't do it. I mean, oh, well, they had to for their job. I'm like, no, they didn't have to.
Right.
They did it because they wanted to keep their job, and they were willing to put their health on the line for a job, which makes no sense to me, but that's the decision that they made, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, don't tell, like, even when, you know, if you're, let's say you're in the military and you're fucking in some situation, and your commanding officer is telling you to fucking shoot a pregnant woman and her two kids.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it.
No.
Even if you're being ordered by some jackass, you know, military commander. Right?
Right.
But people are, oh, no, in that situation, you have to follow orders. It's like, fuck you.
No, you don't.
You know?
Everybody has their choices to make, and it's your choice to follow that order or not.
Right.
So,
you know, and
so Rob Works,
just,
Rob Works points out that nobody squawked when they made you piss in a cup.
Right.
Now,
true.
I have taken a piss in a cup test one time before starting to work for back in, when was that, 1987? Yeah, I think it was 87.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, well, that was... Anyway, so I was trying to get this job. I had been out of work for like 6 months.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I was running out of money and stuff after 6 months. And so I wanted the job, and I smoked pot every day. So I knew I would not pass this test.
Right.
So I you know, read a bunch of different stuff on it. We didn't have internet back then. You know, there was no internet.
No, there wasn't.
But anyway, I drank like these huge gallon bottles full of cranberry juice.
Yeah, I've done that before.
for like 3 days.
You just slam it. That's all you drink too.
Yeah,
3 days.
Just blah, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah, and you mix well. I mean, you might have some water in there too, but
no. Well, yeah, but that for all that for that length of time, I passed the test.
Right.
I got the job. So,
yep.
But they didn't do like random or spot checks or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
Yeah, it probably does work with water too, but.
But the cranberry juice really helps a lot.
Yeah,
it cleans out your kidneys.
It has really good cleansing capabilities.
It does, yeah. If you get a bladder infection or something, that's what you do, is you drink cranberry juice.
Yeah, and lots of it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just this whole, we have to do this. No, you don't. You know, and you don't have to believe the propaganda that's being spewed at you daily, thousands of times a day.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to tell us that fucking Joe Biden knows what the fuck he's doing. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Think again. If you can't see that he's a frippin' moron, I don't know what to tell you. He's out to lunch. People are like, well, where's, he was like the other day, where's my mask? You know, where's your brain, dude?
Was he wearing the mask at the time?
No, I don't know. I didn't see it. I just heard Clyde was talking about it.
Oh, that would be funny.
And I'm like, you know, every time he speaks, it's just laughable. It's sad and laughable at the same time. It's just really pathetic.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, let me talk about another area of the propaganda here that's going on. And yeah, it has a direct effect on your life, whether you care about it or not. It's the economy, and mm-hmm. they try and basically tie the stock market into the economy, which of course there's no connection there. The stock markets are absolutely fake, based on nothing real. There used to be basis for how a stock would do on how well the company was actually doing. That's no longer there. The profits and earnings don't matter anymore. That's gone. That's out the window. But they also now give you this measure, I forget what the gauge is called, but basically they have a basket of items that they change out on a monthly basis, saying mm-hmm. this is what the inflation measure is based upon. And if you look at the stuff that they include in that, it has nothing to do with the way real people live. I mean, and so you go to the grocery store, whatever you go, every week, every month, and you say, well, this stuff costs a lot more than it used to. Or, well, this costs the same as it used to, but there's only, you know, 40% as much or 40% less in here. So you're paying more, you're paying the same for a much lesser amount. But if you listen to the government propagandists on this, they'll tell you, well, there's no increase in inflation, or the increased inflation is so low, it doesn't matter. And if you listen to like the Fed and the Treasury, why they're not raising interest rates is because of those numbers. And see, when I first moved out here in 2005, interest rates were at a decent, reasonable rate, 4%, 3%, where the money I had in the bank would make me a decent amount of money every month, right? And then the housing bubble popped.
Oh, God.
Of course, that was all that was all designed in the first place.
Right.
They set up a thing to allow the banks to put out all these subprime loans, to allow them to do the subprime loans, knowing that it was going to drive up the cost of houses, and that the people that they were giving these subprime loans to, who should never have been given a loan, were going to default on their loans. And that was going to cause this huge crash like it did. So they knew all that was coming. But when that happened, the Federal Reserve said, oh, well, we've got these bullets in our Armada or whatever. We have these kind of tools to use. And the primary one is to lower interest rates, lower and lower and lower and lower. And they've never changed since that point. Since 2007, 2006, somewhere in there. Arsenal. Thank you, Rob. Sometimes my brain doesn't always kick into gear. Anyway. So because of that, I was no longer making any interest on any of the money I had. And of course I was, you know, a small holder of cash. The large holders, you know. But for me, I mean, like I said, it was making me probably enough money to live on at that point in time. So that all went away. And of course, that affected a lot of people. And then, of course, it screwed over a lot of companies, too. that had a cash supply. So anything that comes out of the government about the economy, is absolute propaganda nonsense. But people say, oh, well, look, the stock market's set a new record level today, which it pretty much sets a new record level every day these days. It's true. It, every day it's, you know, it may be up 10 points, but it set a new record level because yesterday was a new record freaking level.
Imagine that.
So they say, well, the economy's great. Just look at the stock market, which, as I said, has nothing to do with the economy, not the actual economy, not my economy or your economy. The only economy it has to do with is the Wall Street economy.
They could try to say it's no big deal, but everyone sees it at the grocery store.
Oh, absolutely. And the gas.
It's no big deal when we can see that it is a big deal because all of a sudden now we can't get lumber.
Right. And gas prices
are
going through the roof.
We can't afford groceries and gas now. So what are we not supposed to be seeing here or not paying attention? What?
Well, you're supposed to hold a cognitive dissonance in your head. You're supposed to believe what you know and disbelieve what you see. Believe what
pretend
you're told.
You're not seeing this over here. Pretend that you're not seeing what you're seeing. Listen to us, because we know what you think you're seeing. You're not seeing if you listen to us.
Right.
It's like, okay. No, I go by what I see.
Exactly.
Not by what I hear. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, what are you? Come on now. Come on, man.
Yeah. You know, the thing.
The thing. You know, the thing.
Yeah.
So, oh, God. Oh.
It's amazing, and it's frustrating. And,
yes.
And, of course, I'm sure if you sit around listening to CNN or whatever, any of those, or reading their posts, wherever,
mm-hmm.
NPR, all that crap, I don't know how you get those people out of the that kind of mindset.
I don't know either. I've been asking that the whole time we've been doing radio, dude.
I know, but how do you break them? how do you break them from it?
I don't know. You can't.
It's a mad.
I've tried. Trust me, I've tried. I gave up trying because you can't get through to them. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. And what else can you do?
It's a form of madness, and don't ever try to argue.
Right.
Do not try to argue with crazy people because, wow.
Right, and it's just not, you know, it's just, I can't go there now, you know what I mean? Because people are allowed to do what they're going to do. People are going to do what they want to do. You can't force people to do something or not do something.
Right, yeah, they are going to do what. And if you try and, you know, inject logic into that, then they'll just call you names.
Yeah, they'll just get all upset.
Yeah, you know. Like
they get all pissed off. And
all this,
oh, you're crazy. Oh, they fucking lose it.
They do.
They can. How can you say that? Oh, that's not true. Oh, my God.
That's not true. Well, here's the evidence. Oh, that evidence.
Oh, no, that's a lie. That's not from a mainstream media site. That can't be true.
The science is settled, which, of course, we all know.
It isn't.
We all know science is not settled. You can't have settled science.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Java. The country is absolutely backwards, man. It's bizarro world. It's 1984 newspeak. It's
a bunch of movies. They live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They live. Yeah. So it's all this different stuff, man. And anyway, the propaganda. The age of paranoia.
You can't avoid it, but you can see through it.
So I don't want to be.
You know.
I don't want to be an American idiot.
No, I don't either. I mean,
I don't want a nation under the new media, and I can definitely hear the sound of hysteria.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The subliminal mindfuck America.
Yeah. Holy shit. I mean, it's crazy. I know, Graham, it's bizarro world. Like,
it is. It is. You know, when I was reading your suggestions for the, you know, topic for the show today, and
yeah.
And I don't know how this one came across, but to me, but something that just struck me that, yeah, this sounds, I mean, because I look at things on a way that we can help to free your mind, and I think exposing, not that anybody here needs, you know, in RLM chat, that everybody's well aware of the propaganda here. But hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully this, at some point down the road, somewhere down the road, people are listening to this on a podcast somewhere and they go, oh, that's true, isn't it? I have been living under propaganda and I have been conned my whole life. And everything I have been taught my whole life is wrong. Because that happened to me at some point. I don't know what that point was, but at some point in my life, I realized that everything I'd been taught by all these people I was supposed to trust and consider authorities and experts on things were all lying. They're all lying to me. And everything,
yep.
Everything I ever knew was wrong, incorrect. So hopefully somewhere down the road, somebody hears a podcast like this one and comes to that realization as well, and then our goal here will have been met.
Right.
at least that's my view of the matter. I was a teenage rebel too,
it's just gotten worse and worse. What?
Rob says he was teenage rebel. I was as well, of course. I mean, you know, I think anybody that's moved out of their home at 16 is probably going to go fall under the category, at least in this country, you know.
Right.
Of course, it's different in other countries where it's, you know, not good. But here in this country, if you, at least, you know, back in the 70s, if you moved out of your parents' home at that age and started living on your own and getting a job and getting out of school and all that stuff back then, you know, you were probably a rebel, I would say.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yep, it's just, lots changed, huh, Grim?
It's a whole different world. It's a
yep,
brave new world. I mean, it was all predicted for us back then. If we would have looked and we would have read and understood all the various things that people have been saying over throughout the years about these kind of things, then we would have known. And to some degree, I think we did subliminally through the music, because there was a lot of messages within the music that let you know that the crap you're being taught and told and how to think and how to be was all bullshit. And there was a lot of that in the music then and well before then.
Right.
So, we were warned it may not have made sense to us because we hadn't experienced life really at that point.
Right.
We hadn't got the whole big shit on by the government and everybody, you know, all the rest of the folk.
Yep.
Anyway, we're out of time here.
Yep.
So thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll be back next week with episode 11. Right now, if you tune in over on YouTube at 6 o'clock, which is in like less than a minute, you're gonna hear Donna and Harry doing a show called Quarantine Revisited. It's some kind of C major deal going on over there. But, Donna, if you'll put the link there into the chat for people to check that out. And check out the schedule on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz for the rest of the shows coming up throughout the week. And what else? Anything?
Nope.
Okay, I guess we're good to go then.
I guess so.
Yeah, all right. So y'all have a good rest of your evening and a good Friday and weekend and all that crap.
Yeah.
Talk to y'all later.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.